Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Wash your hands. I won't wash my hands of this because I feel slightly guilty, Tommy Claffey, because when you were on with us last week, you called in about a completely separate issue. I asked you where you were working and you said you work on your own outside the cemetery in Palmerstown Cemetery in Dublin. And I made the observation that you're there on your own all day, just in your van. And I feel half guilty now because of what happened yesterday. What happened, Tommy?
Look, Joe, don't feel guilty. I've been here for years on my own. Yesterday...
Is this the first time you've been beaten up and robbed? Yeah.
No, I wasn't robbed. Your man attempted to put his hand in my pocket, all right, but he didn't rob me.
But is this the first time you've been attacked?
Yeah. In all the years. Because it's isolated. Now I never felt nervous before. But now, after what happened yesterday, but anyway, what happened yesterday, these two came along, and one of them was scruffy looking, and the other fellow wasn't as scruffy looking as the first fellow. So he said, as much as the flowers, so he said, excuse me, the flowers is €5 for a mixed bunch.
Okay.
So he said to me, oh, you're a fucking robber. So I know I shouldn't curse, Joe.
Just do the effing. People understand what he was saying to Korea.
So he said, you're an effing robber. So I said, so what can you do? So he said, much as them roses. So I said, the single roses in the cellophane are €3. Just to get him away, I said, look, you can have two for a fiver. So he had €6 in his hand. He put two back in his pocket, and then he took two back out. So he said, I'll take three. So he took three out of the bucket, and I said, look, I said, he cost me more than that. So I said, look, will you ever F up, leave me alone? I said, I've enough to be doing here. So he said, he came right up to my face, and he said, we'll effing rob you. And I said, you what? So with that, he put his hand in my jacket pocket, and I just pushed his hand away. Now I said, I'm about to tell you, the F up, leave me alone. Right? So I tore me back and I walked. I stepped off the path onto the road, and when I went, with the other guy was standing at the door of the van, which was locked. So when I turned around, it was just, I didn't even see what happened. I just got headbutted into the face. I just got this sting in the back of my head, and I looked down, and my jacket was covered in blood, and the glasses were broken in two halves. So they went in. Now, they didn't even run, Joe. They walked into the cemetery, and I couldn't see the phone to dial 999 because I couldn't see
I don't know. Thankfully, we don't see it that often these days. But for someone to headbutt another person is a savage act. A savage act. I remember seeing it when I was about 10 in Ballyfermot, but at a football match up on the tarmac there on Claddagh Green, and two players got into an altercation. And one player walked up to the other player, and he stood on his left foot. In other words, he held his left foot so your man couldn't move back, Tommy, and he headbutted him. And I still remember the crack and the savagery of it.
Yeah, well,
it's a savage thing to do.
I heard the crack, but the rim of the glass has gone into the bridge of my nose. Now, as I'm small enough, so I was off the path, and he was higher, so... When it came down, I got a merciful sting in the back of my head, and I just felt warm trickle down my nose. And then when I looked at the jacket was covered in blood. So they went into the cemetery. I was trying to dial 999. The police eventually came, and they were great. They were great. The staff out of the cemetery come out with a forced aid box, but okay. they couldn't. When the guards came, they couldn't stem the flow of blood. So they said I need an ambulance. And I said, look, I don't need an ambulance. Like I'm still standing. So.
Where you were looked in, because one of the things you told us last weekend on a different topic is that the flower selling business, you've been undercut left, right, and centre. That's what you phoned. Pardon the pun.
Yeah,
that's why you phoned in.
Yeah.
And that's what you do, is sell flowers.
Yeah.
So the ambulance. What I mean is, could you leave your stand and go to the hospital?
No. I'd had it. Now, one of the grave diggers said that he would drive the van down and show fair play to him. But it's this time of the year is where you get the once a year people, Joe. They've been doing a couple of countries, you know. So I was more worried
about that. So how can we catch these stitches? Did you recognise them, by the way?
Yeah, I recognised one from being at funerals.
I shouldn't have asked you that either, Tom.
The children was eating pastries. So they either got the pastries in one of three locations. That was Super Value, the Circle K at the Silver Granite, or the Aldi at Lidl on the top of Ballyfermot Road. So I've had great messages of support on the Facebook page, Joe, people sharing the pictures and what have you.
But are you going? Are you going to go further with this, Tommy? Especially as you've just said, which I didn't see in the note. I didn't see that you'd said already, which you hadn't. That you knew one of them. Are you prepared to push it?
I wouldn't know his name.
Okay.
But I certainly, like, it's in the hands of the guards now. Whether they can make it an arrest, I don't know.
But you would press charges.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, because do you know what's going to happen, Joe, when you go to court? You're going to have a solicitor stand up, a legal aid solicitor, and he's going to say, oh, well, he had a hard life and he had this and he had that. And I'm going to say to the solicitor, do you know what a hard life is? A hard life is to go out and stand in the rain all week, and at the end of the week, you don't even know if you have the money in to pay your suppliers. A hard life is to stand in your garage on Christmas night till 2 o'clock in the morning, making arrangements to sell for charity on Christmas Day. That's a hard life.
Yeah. You think they'll get off?
Well,
or slap on the wrist?
Yeah.
I don't know. Would a judge understand the savagery of a headbutt? What it means to get a headbutt out of the blue? Onto your forehead, another person's forehead, coming at you at force.
Yeah, well, I see, the point is I didn't even see it coming. My back was turned, and just as I turned around, Joe, I didn't even see his face coming towards me. Now, whether he was going to attack me from behind, I don't know. It's just when I turned around, I didn't even see it. It was that quick, but I don't know any judge that got a head.
No, I don't. Just I hope not. I wouldn't visit it, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody. Your worst enemy.
Neither would I, Joe.
As a physical attack from one person, obviously a knife or a gun or whatever, machete is horrific, but from one person to execute a headbutt on another person is just savage. It's the head. It's the head as well.
Yeah, well, what way are you
going to work now, Tommy?
Well, I'm here today, you know, whether after the Christmas, then I think is this water.
How long have you been doing it?
Since the cemetery, Uncle George, mother set this up 40 years ago, so never had any trouble.
And there's flower sellings in the family, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm the third generation.
And where are your cousins and your family? Where there's other flower sellers in the family?
My cousin is in Deans Grange, and I've my sister and cousins are in Grafton Street.
That's where my mother had a stall. That's where the great funeral and all that carry on that you had.
Yeah.
Okay, Tommy, look after yourself. Will you go?
She was some woman, Joe.
Was she, yeah?
Yeah, when you have the COE of Brown Thomas and Switzers torn up for a funeral.
They closed all the shops in Grafton. You know? It was brilliant, yeah. When the cortege went, there was no traffic allowed up Grafton Street, the hearse went up and stopped at our stall, and all the shops closed and came out as a marker.
We were up here in Palmerstown where a body before some of the people got from the church. We had a Garda escort.
Okay.
That's how well she was respected.
By the way, do you need an X-ray on that nose?
Yeah, I'm waiting. The doctor said to me yesterday he put some paper stitches on it, and said he was going to request an X-ray, and if the blood didn't stem by the evening, I'd have to go over and have some glue stitches.
Okay. Well, look after yourself, will you? And all, as a fellas, you're out in all weathers. I know that, but now you're out in all types of behaviour as well, which is just not on.
That's the life we're living. That's the world we're living in now, Joe.
Yeah. Okay, Tommy, you mind yourself.
All right. And you too.
Okay, happy Christmas to you, Tommy. Yeah,
hey, Joe, all of it.
And you do great work. And all the flower sellers and all the flower shops as well. But the flower sellers, especially at the graveyards and indeed in Grafton Street and down O'Connor Street, they do great work in terms of they do a lot of work obviously on Christmas Eve. I do see them from 5 o'clock when we were normally in there for the last 20 years, Gabo for the last 40 years on Christmas Eve morning, not to be this Christmas, unfortunately, but so be it. But we wish them all well. That was Tommy Claffey.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.